Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm so glad you joined me today, because we actually do need unity and agreement right now. I was just stepping out of the vehicle listening to some of the radio when an announcement came that Charlie Kirk, who was at a huge rally at Utah Valley College today, and he and Ben Shapiro have been absolutely dynamic in going to all of these campuses across the United States. He has been shot. And the last that I heard before I got in here in the studio was that everybody was running for cover. So I just want today, right now, and Kimberly, if you're on board here, we're just going to pray.
Yes, please, let's do.
Let's pray that there is a shield about him. See, God is our refuge and shield, a very present help in trouble. And Father God, if Charlie Kirk is truly in trouble right now, we surround him with prayer. We surround him with healing thoughts. Spirit of healing, come into that auditorium or wherever he has been taken. And Father God, bring a miracle about on behalf of Charlie and all those who are preaching a gospel of the Constitution and agreement in the United States for coming on board and rallying and coming against the communists and the socialism that is out there. Father God, I thank you for his family. I pray right now, Father, you will be with him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for covering him right now. Do you have something, Kimberly?
Yes, God, we just thank you for what you're doing in our country. We've been polarized on two separate fields for so long. And I just pray right now that you would infuse your people in America, your people around the world, to care like you care, to love like you love, to protect one another like you protect us.
Yes.
Lord, that you would give us a better understanding of who you really are.
Yes.
Open the eyes of our hearts so that we are really your people, so that we will be walking, living, moving, breathing in the way that you designed us to be. I thank you, Father, that you have good plans. The plans that are swirling around Charlie Kirk right now, I just thank you that your plans are for good.
Yes.
That there is nothing that stops you. Our rebellion and the way that we hurt others does not stop your good
yes.
plan
Hallelujah.
From going forth and being accomplished. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Oh, in Jesus' name. Thank you. And thank all of you who are praying with us in agreement. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am. And I know many people are praying right now for Charlie. He's just such a dynamic speaker, and he loves God with all his heart and all his soul and all his mind. And he and Ben Shapiro have just really rallied together on these campuses and won young people to the conservative way and really the godly way in America. So thank you so much for praying for him. I know the report will be a dynamic report, a good report. God is in this, and he's going to bring it to pass. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And friend, if you don't cover yourself with the blood of Jesus every day, you put your hand on the top of your head, and I cover myself with the blood of Jesus from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. You do not know when you get out of that vehicle or go out of the door of your home that something is there trying to usurp you and or do you in. And wow, that is so very possible. Just like that young girl coming home from working at a pizza place, getting on the train, looking at her phone in North Carolina, and this horrible creature, this monster, was sitting right behind her. I can't even imagine. I cannot imagine the actual pain and suffering, but it did show on her face. She was wondering, what is happening to me? And died before anybody could help. So, wow, this day and age, we really need to cover ourselves, Kimberly. It's important that we do. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to speak into that right now, because we could have fear of these things that happen. They seem so out of our control, and so then they seem like they're bigger than us.
That's right.
And
yes,
that's really not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the truth that those situations and those unexpected accidents and even acts against us to harm us, they're not bigger than us.
That's right.
When we have the Lord in us and we have dedicated ourselves and our life to Him, then that is how we're covered, you know. And I just also want to say that it's okay if you miss one day of covering yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet in the blood of Jesus.
God knows.
Yes.
Yes, He does. He knows.
He knows our hearts, and He knows when we are dedicated to Him. And so when we encounter these afflictions in life, and these, being accosted like that, when we encounter those things in life, we trust. And this is how I really believe about being covered by the blood of Jesus. That can be kind of an intangible concept to some people, and maybe even has a religious theme that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So that's why I just want to say, really, it's thinking about how yielded Jesus was.
Yes.
He was so yielded that He was not afraid of someone accosting Him and doing damage to His body, so that His blood was shed, so that His blood poured out, spilled out, mm-hmm. and his human body was no longer able to live in those moments.
That's right. Yes.
But God.
But
God had a plan in that so far supersedes human rebellion
mm-hmm.
and human desire to do harm, human rage, human frustration. Those emotions can actually cause us to do harm to one another. And God supersedes that. God knows how to take care of that. So being covered in the blood of Jesus is really saying that you trust like Jesus trusts mm-hmm. the Father.
Yes.
You yield to whatever situation is happening with full confidence and faith that God's got it. He has got you. He has you every moment of every day, no matter where you go. And I know you were talking about seeing terror on this girl's face as she was attacked. But we don't really know what she was experiencing, because we're not her.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know how God may have intervened in those moments to bring some kind of comfort, even if it's shock.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a comfort to a human body in a process like that.
That's right.
So we don't know how Holy Spirit comes in to shelter, because we're not the ones going through it. But we can absolutely testify that God has given us grace, and His grace is more than enough for all of our situations. Everything that I have experienced in life, and I have experienced some violent situations in my life. And I can tell you that God's grace was definitely enough. His plan was bigger than the plan of the enemy. And God does the best at extorting. Is that the word? Extort? When you mm-hmm. take somebody else's so, plan and
uh-huh.
you twist it up and
yep.
you use it for your own plan? God
yes.
is the best at that.
That's right.
And we just need to trust that, like Jesus did all the way to the cross, shedding His blood, letting the blood flow. You know, that's a scary thing to watch your own blood flowing when you've been in some kind of an accident, and when you just trust and have faith in a God who is bigger than that situation. He's the one who created you in the first place, and he knows how to patch our bodies back together. And if he's in the middle of it and you're just saying, okay, yeah, this body's done, take me home. He's right there. If you're saying, take me home, he's like, okay, child, I will take you home. We just don't know what these people are going through in these moments.
We do not.
We pray for what we think is best, but we can't know what is best. Only God does.
Yes, that's right.
And last week we were talking about digging deeper so that we would have a rock solid foundation in our God. As we dig deeper, we find more and more of our Lord's essence in the pages of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And many of us find ourselves in circumstances that cause us to question God's goodness. We question His power, His ability to protect, to heal, and to provide. We question everything about Him. But knowing Him, as you read and you begin to trust what's written about Him, and knowing Him, there's something about knowing Him that causes our eyes to be opened to who He really is.
That's right.
And all of us need that. We all need that in the middle of these situations. We need to know who He really is, His patience toward us, His goodness toward us, His kindness and gentleness and generosity, and His power and His endurance. You know, that means that He endured insult and still does every day. Mm-hmm. God endures more insults, blasphemy, injury to His character, loss, and He still pours out mercy and compassion.
That's right. He sure does.
He is the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. That's what 2 Corinthians 1 says.
That's right. It goes on to say in the other verse, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. That's why when you hear of an incident that we heard, and we got texts from people, pray for him, pray for Charlie, we know where to go. Some people, well, most of the people, the worldly people, Kimberly, they do not know where to go. They don't. And that's what causes such frustration and fear and guilt and condemnation and all of that. But when we hear of something like this, immediately we go to the throne of God, because we know He hears and answers our prayers, and He's going to be right there. In fact, He knew what was going to happen before it happened. And I don't know why this happened, but I realize that God does present these scenarios to keep us strong, to keep us in prayer, to keep us close to Him. Like you were just saying, Kimberly, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. Yes, that we might understand His suffering for just a little bit. Yes, just a little bit.
Yes. Yes. And that means that we need to dig deeper to really know Him like that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be able to sit with some of these things that happen and find out, are we really going to respond in anger toward Him? Mm-hmm. Is that how we want to respond? I mean, He can handle it. And we can be angry if that's what we choose.
Yes.
He's a big enough God to handle that. But is that really how we want to live our life? Angry with the one who created us?
No, because
we cannot see from His perspective. We cannot understand like He understands. So in our very limited understanding, do we want to live that limited place in bitterness, in resentment, in anger, in unforgiveness?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we want to grow in faith and in trust and believe? You know, I was just telling somebody, Wild Willie Davis he's just one of my best friends and a brother to me, like no other brother I've ever had in all of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not know this man. And we have a relationship now that's it spans over 3 decades. So I've known him for over 3 decades. We have gone through some really rough times, and we have gone through some pretty fun times together, and even recorded in studios together. It has been so much fun. And I would not know him if my dad had not died. You know, so you think that death is a loss. Last week we were talking about how to take those losses and change our mindset about them. Mm-hmm. That's digging deeper.
That's right.
When you sit with the loss, you sit with the hurt, you sit with the confusion, and you say, okay, how do I really want to live with this?
Yes.
How do I want to respond to this?
And would your father, your earthly father who died, would he want you in unforgiveness or in hatred or in any of these emotional upheavals that the enemy tries to get us into? Would he want us to live like that? No, he's now perfect. Perfect in every way. He's with the Lord God. He's enjoying the heavenly life. And Kimberly, he wouldn't want us in sorrow or grief or anger or wanting to get even. No, no, not at all.
Right. And so the whole point of that story is that it was Father God that connected me with Wild Willie Davis, who has traveled the world on world tours with Carmen.
Yes. That
kind of connection, I would not have been able to make that connection for myself. Mm-hmm. There's no way I would have been introduced to him or know him and have a friendship this close with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of untouchable because of his position with Carmen and the way that he traveled the world.
I just looked up Carmen the other night. I don't know why I did, but I looked up Carmen and went through Champions with him, and it was almost a melancholy moment, because we do miss those people that really were giants of the faith and changing the American youth during those times in the 90s. But oh, what a blessing to know that he's with the Lord. Oh, what a blessing, Kimberly. Yes.
And that brings up another good point, is that we miss somebody that we've lost, or something that we've lost. We miss them, and maybe that missing, that grieving, might trigger some anger that we had to lose them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's hard. Or that anger might even go on and end up as resentment, unforgiveness. That's the kind of thing that we want to be able to look at genuinely, just say, okay, I'm not afraid to feel this for a while.
Yes.
And then find out, what do I really want to do with these feelings? Do I want to stay here, or do I want to grow in faith? Now, it was Father God who created those connections after a death. And it was more than just one connection with Willie Davis. I have so many other connections, not just connections, but abilities. And I remember being told that unless a seed goes into the ground and dies, you will not have a harvest from it. I have a harvest of gifts and abilities that I would not have if my father had not died at such a young age. And I was at a young age, but I then was given abilities and gifts by Father God. He brought a harvest off of that seed that died.
That's right. Yes.
And I got to reap the harvest and actually walk in that harvest. That is when you look back and you realize, oh, I might hold on to the things that I'm missing, but what about the things I've gained as a result of that loss? We have to look at the things we've gained. We've got to look at that and remember and just know, discover. How about discover? Let's discover how good God is. How generous, how kind, that he's constantly providing. He constantly makes up the difference. This is what causes us to say, your grace is more than enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We got into this, but this is not what I was going to talk about today. Colossians. Colossians 1, 9 through 11 is where I was reading, and it says, for this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
Wow, there are three spirits mentioned here. Not only revelation knowledge, be filled with the revelation knowledge. That's not knowledge of the world. It's revelation knowledge. In all spiritual wisdom, that's another spirit of wisdom mentioned in Isaiah 11:2. And understanding is another spirit mentioned in Isaiah 11:2. So Paul is really knowing about what God is all about and the spirits that accompany him. It's wonderful, Kimberly. We've got so much to learn. We do. I feel sometimes like I'm just in first grade. I don't know a whole lot yet.
Preschool. Wow.
Preschool.
But you brought up a really good point about Isaiah 11. So let me just continue on with this thought, and then we'll tack on Isaiah 11, since that's the memory verse. Going on in Colossians 1, that we will have the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Knowing Him. We've got to know Him, increase in the knowledge of Him. When you grow in knowledge of Him, then you are strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience. Now, here's what happens if you misunderstand God and you don't know Him very well. You'll get angry. And you'll be filled with unforgiveness and resentment and bitterness. You'll think that your opinions and the way you would do it is better than the way He runs this world. Yes. And when you're in that place, you do not have the strength or the grace to get through your days. You are not gifted with all power, all steadfastness, and all patience. And you might even think this part of the verse right here where it says that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please Him in all respects. You might even think, why do I need to please Him? When you get to those places of having all those opinions. But here's the truth of it. You were made for Him. You were made to be His best friend. When got a best friend or a bride or a husband that you really trust, that you really love, and you haven't been hurt by them yet. Is that even possible? When you have that in your life, even if it's for just a split moment, you are really full of joy. You are super happy to have that best friend, to have that partner come alongside you. That is what we are made for. We're made to be that partner to God Almighty. Yes. And if we are in rebellion, thinking that our opinions are better than His, we won't have His strength. But He's saying to us that all of His power, His strength, His grace, His steadfastness, His patience, it's all available to us when we are in unity and in harmony with Him.
That's right.
That takes a lot of faith and a lot of trust.
When we disagree with Him, and sometimes I have done that, I am learning not to, because I love your teaching that you gave last week, Kimberly. I mean, it has changed me. I was always putting the credits in one column, what was coming in, and the debits, all that I owed, in another column. And I was separating them when God says, no, put them all together, because I'm at work in the debits as well as the credits.
Oh, yes, just count it all joy.
That's right, all joy. And all things work together for good. All things. Yes. So we can't look at something as a tragedy or something that wasn't supposed to happen. Oh, God knows. And another thing, many of us blame God when something happens something, especially a death or a killing or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. There is an enemy out there, folks. There's an enemy mm-hmm. who wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And those are Jesus' words in John 10:10. The thief is here to steal from you, kill you, and take everything from you. But remember that God has given Jesus the power to give you an abundant life when you come alongside him and you walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects. That's Colossians 1. Oh, that's such a great verse of scripture, Kimberly. Oh, yes. Such a beautiful scripture.
Yes. I think we should take these last moments here to talk about the memory verse in Isaiah 11 for your week. And also, you've got a meeting coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, let's just mention that.
And people that have been listening this week know there's a meeting this week. And I just really invite you to come on Saturday, come for brunch at 10 o'clock, and then come for the Bible study at 11. It's not a 4 or 5 hour thing. It's just very short, but oh, it's got depth. And so call me at 1-877-917-7256. And Kimberly, if you could just say the verse of scripture that's our memory verse for this week, I think we'll have to say goodbye then.
All right, Isaiah 11, verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Let's remember that the fear of the Lord is really just being in awe of him.
Yes, yes.
And we just bless every one of you who are listening today with the awe of the Lord, that you will be in awe and wonder, and that you will be filled with his joy. Mm. In Jesus' name.
For listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in